Isaiah's portrayals studied. Isaiah's rapt portrayals of the Messiah's glory were his study by day and by night. See, the heart of the lonely exile was filled with a glorious vision. He looked upon the King in his beauty, and self was forgotten. He beheld the majesty of holiness and felt himself to be inefficient and unworthy. He was ready to go forth as heaven's messenger, unawed by the human, because he had looked upon the divine. He could stand fearless in the presence of earthly monarchs, because he had bowed low before the King of Kings. John did not fully understand the nature of the Messiah's kingdom, but the coming of a king in righteousness and the establishment of Israel as a holy nation was the great object of his hope. He saw his people self-satisfied and asleep in their sins. The message God had given him was to startle them from their lethargy. Before the seed of the gospel could find lodgment, the soil of the heart must be broken up. Before they would seek healing from Jesus, they must be awakened to their danger from the wounds of sin. God does not send messengers to lull the unsanctified into fatal security. He lays heavy burdens on the conscience of the wrongdoer and pierces the soul with arrows of conviction. Ministering angels present the fearful judgments of God to deepen the sense of need. Then the hand that has humbled in the dust lifts up the penitent.